Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, and we come to you from the United States with Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author. He lives in Chicago, and his preaching is entitled, Coming Down from the Mountain.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And they were about to part from him. Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my chosen son. Listen to him. After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate this marvelous, incredible feast of the Transfiguration. And what we have is perhaps the most significant religious experience for Peter, John, and James until perhaps after Christ is raised from the dead, and they experience the risen Lord in those appearances. But at this time, this must have been an overwhelming experience. Certainly it is. Peter speaks up and wants to remember it. But my question is, what happens now when they come down from the mountain? They've been invited into this experience by Jesus. They've had a powerful experience. They have now an even more profound sense of who this man is whom they are following, one who keeps company with Moses and Elijah, seemingly even a greater than Moses and Elijah. It gets interpreted for them, the experience, in case there's any doubt, that this Jesus is God's beloved Son in a unique way. They may not grasp all of that at that moment. I doubt that they could have. But now the time has come. They were frightened. It's over. They're overwhelmed. Now they're silent, and they have to walk down from the mountain. What is going through their minds with an experience that they cannot yet fully unravel? Will it, and if so, how might it transform their lives? Will they communicate it? The text says at this time they remain silent. Perhaps after the resurrection, they communicated it. Anyway, they were given an incredible opportunity and experience, undoubtedly overcome by it, and now they have to integrate it into their lives, and they have to return to life as usual. Each of us in our own lives have had religious experiences. Perhaps not so frequently, but then neither did Peter, James, and John. But memorable experiences that are transformative, but then we have to go on living our daily lives. I think of a book many years ago by an American Buddhist, Jack Kornfield, entitled After the Ecstasy, The Laundry. In other words, we never remain in those powerful experiences of God's goodness in our lives in an ongoing way. They remain for us as memories, and sometimes they even pass. But after them, what does it mean to live again, to come down from the mountain, and to be a new person, but in the world that was there when we left it? Of course, we have to also go up the mountain in the first place, following Jesus' invitation to join him there. However we do that, whether we take 20 minutes a day or several hours once a week or once or twice a year, taking 3, 4, or 5 days just to be apart and to be alone and to allow Christ to speak to us again in some way. So we have to go up the mountain for sure. But we also come down. In some ways, the Christian life, I like to say, is like learning to live in two worlds simultaneously. We have to live in that world where we are in the mind of God and yet able to function in our ordinary ways here on earth in whatever our jobs might be, with our families or communities, and all those things that try us, push our patience, whatever it might be. It's a learning how to live in the world, having been up on the mountain, but now no longer being there. And so the question is, what did Peter, James, and John do? Did they even talk among themselves about the experience? Would others have noticed anything different? Would there have been anything noticeably different at all? They continued on the journey. They were with Christ. Even come the Passion, it had not yet completely registered with them that this might turn out differently than they actually saw and thought. So likewise for us, as we celebrate this marvelous event in the life of Jesus and his disciples, let us ask ourselves the question, when is the last time I went up the mountain? Is it time for me to go again? And like Peter, we want to remember it in some way, but it does no good to build 3 tents there because we eventually have to come down. And so what am I going to do today when I am no longer on the mountaintop?